Hey guys, this is Tucker, OGVHS. I just wanted to give a little quick intro to this. I was recently at a record shop, Jack's Records, in Red Bank, New Jersey. If you're in the area, they have fantastic vinyl. So go there and check it out. They have a ton of stuff and it's cheap. It's great. So I was at Jack's and I'm looking through the records and the guy says, take a look at this. And he brings me over a record and it's called The Triumph of Man. It was produced for the 1964 World's Fair by Travelers Insurance. And it is the most ridiculous propaganda I have ever heard in my life. I've already spoken with Kristen. We're going to do a separate podcast about it, but I just wanted you guys to hear it first. And we're going to sit down, and what we'll do is we'll listen to it, and then we'll stop it and talk about it. So get ready for that, because this crap is ridiculous. It's ridiculous.
Know this, my friends, you can't stop the time. Put your hands in the waves, you won't stop the tides. Now you might feel bad, oh, but you should be glad. 'Cause you know they are old, and they know they are losing. They claim to be wise men. We're not fooled by them. We know they are con men, and their praises are bought. And no matter how tall, you can build a wall. Turn out like you thought, and as it all starts to fall, well, you won't see them crawl. But beneath their suits, their old knees are bruising, and as all of the land turns a darker shade of tan, they'll know you are young, and they'll know they are losing. Why is money and violence all the rich can understand? Well, it's 'cause deep down the bully is afraid of you. And the truth of it all is they're just praying to stall. They know they are old, and they know they are losing.
You know they are losing. Welcome to the Travelers Insurance Company's exhibit. You are about to start on an unforgettable journey. A journey across 2.5 billion years of life on Earth. You are going to walk through the history of man. You will be with him as he meets his greatest challenges. For this is your story, the triumph of man. This is East Africa and man, your ancestor of 1.5 million years ago. He is ape-like, clothed in coarse hair, but he stands upright. He can think. He can learn. Early man uses rocks and clubs to kill animals for food. He fashions small stone tools to help him cut through tough hides. His world is violent, cruel, but he survives. And this simple pebble tool is the beginning of a technology which will take man to the stars. For 1 million years, man faces life like the animals with only primitive tools to help. Man has long known of fire, but he runs from it in fear. Then man discovers he can use this energy. The small flames light his nights. He is able to cook. With fire, man can now live in colder climates, and he inhabits more of the earth. In northern China, 250,000 years ago, we find man gathering his family around the fire. The hearth has remained, ever since, the symbol of home. A quarter of 1 million years go by. Man is now aware of a world beyond his own senses. A world of emotion, imagination, the supernatural. The succession of day and night, the rhythm of the seasons, the pattern of life and death are mysteries he tries to understand. These cavemen hope to exert a magical power over the animals by painting their images. Out of man's desire to influence forces beyond himself, a simple religion arises in the hostile world of 25,000 years ago. Man moves over hills and past far rivers in search of game. Then on a warm spring day, he plants his first seeds. The grain grows, and again, his life changes. With agriculture, the hazardous nomadic life of hunting flows into a more settled existence. It is 8,000 years ago. Man is building small villages. He domesticates animals, develops crafts like weaving and pottery. The earth yields. Man stores his surplus, protecting himself against starvation. Society becomes more complex as man begins to organize himself and those around him. You are standing on a wall of the city of Ur in Mesopotamia 4,000 years ago. Great walled cities are man's answer to population increase. Surplus grows into wealth, and wealth encourages war. Man attacks man. Ramparts shake. The clash of battle echoes through long days of the Bronze Age. Man increases his power and knowledge. He invents government, commerce, architecture, writing, and taxes. Over and over again, he fights to protect what is his. And out of destruction, man rebuilds and moves forward. Homer has said his words. The Hebrew prophets have spoken. To the east, whole civilizations have come and gone. Now the Roman Empire spreads across the Western world. It is a triumph of technology and culture. Rome sets the pace for Western civilization. Our laws and the organization of our government go back to the days of the forum. But another great endowment emerges from these years as the apostles travel the Mediterranean, bringing a new message to man. It is a message of hope, of a power stronger than weapons, a wealth more lasting than the coins of Caesar.
These are the plains of Chalon in eastern France more than 1,500 years ago. The Roman Empire is under attack. The earth trembles to the hoofbeats of charging horses. Attila burst out of the Balkans to ram his savage troops through all of Europe. Here at Chalon, Attila meets two Roman armies head on. In 5 hours, 106,000 men fall. The barbarian horde retreats. Western civilization is saved from extinction. But this is a struggle that will be repeated again and again as man learns that what he cherishes, he must protect. A city in Europe 600 years ago, a church bell tolls. The death wagon rolls through cobbled streets. People cough and convulse. Crowding, lack of sanitation have brought the dreaded plague. The life of the medieval city with its commerce, its art, and architecture is one of the triumphs of man. But out of the swarming streets come recurrent disease and disaster. Slowly, man learns the nature of epidemic. He discovers its treatment and prevention. With the health of the people safeguarded, man's great cities will grow and flourish. The desire to know the secrets of the universe is almost as old as man himself. The Chinese, Arabs, and Greeks have all explored the realm of science. But the real awakening comes as the Renaissance spreads through Europe 500 years ago. The writings of Copernicus, a Polish monk, inspire a whole new way of scientific thinking. He says that the sun, not the earth, is the center of the universe. Old superstitions and beliefs are shattered. Copernicus and his fellow scientists launch man on a voyage of the mind that will take him beyond the limits of his dreams. Man's restless spirit urges him to discover what lies beyond the far horizons, but he fears the unknown edges of the world, and his ships sail close to shore. Columbus has another idea, and he heads three small ships out into the unknown sea. Food supplies dwindle, mutiny threatens. But after 36 days, Columbus sights San Salvador, America. Columbus and the brave adventurers like him snap the physical bounds of man. Their voyages change the whole course of Earth's history. It is 300 years after Columbus. Pioneers journey west across the new world, leaving the comfort and security of home, cutting paths over the Appalachians, moving deep into the heart of the continent. The world begins to hear about the American spirit, the tough self-reliance of individuals in a free society. Our hearts still beat for the Daniel Boones, the Sodbusters, the Ohio River flatboat men. Their vision of democracy is ours. The wilderness is not yet tamed. Ahead of us, there will always be a frontier, an endless challenge to the heart and mind of man. The Civil War presents the greatest threat to our nation. A grave moral issue is at stake, but the thunder dies, and as the smoke clears from Vicksburg, Pickett's Ridge, Chancellorsville, the nation is reborn. We are one people under God, moving ahead together, united and free. Slowly the wounds of the Civil War heal, but the scars remain. We reaffirm that in unity there is strength, and that the American contribution to man's triumph is the unfaltering spirit of liberty, the endless struggle for the right of all men to live together in peace and freedom. The Earth travels around the sun 100 times. The pace of human accomplishment accelerates incredibly. More is achieved in this brief 100 years than in all the other ages combined. In a blaze of discovery, man's mind penetrates inner space, seeking the very basis of all life. He explores outer space, freeing himself from the planet which has held him for almost 2 million years. This is man's nature. Where there is truth, he must find. Where there is danger, he must overcome. Where there is destruction, he must rebuild. Where there is love, he must protect. This is the triumph of man.